Right now, we wanted to talk about women's volleyball. Did you see where UC Santa Barbara beat Stanford the other night? And I guess this was an upset. Now, what's this?
Oh, it's going to ruin our volleyball talk.
Well, no, who are you? I don't recognize this small, overgrown British child.
I'm Nigel's brother, Oliver.
Now, look.
Nigel's brother.
And I stay at the Dunham Miller House, and thank you for letting me stay there. The people are quite nice.
Well, now, Nigel was our longtime exchange student, but he was voted off the show by the P1s.
Because he was horrible and not funny.
And you're saying you're his brother.
What happened to my brother, Nigel Georgie? He disappeared from the Dunham and Miller House for underprivileged British kids, and his bloody fluffy shirt was found buried in your backyard. What gives, Georgie?
No, he's fine. It's just, don't take it so literally. He was just taken off the air because people hated
him. Tell me about sports!
Oh,
he's just like his brother. He wants to learn about sports, George.
I want to learn about the football sport that the States are so fond of over here. How do they know which scampering chocolate skin player to hand the game piece to in order to advance to the scoring line, Georgie?
Well, first off, I don't think that's a very appropriate way to identify a running back.
I'm investigating the death of my brother, Georgie. Of May 12, 2007.
I have no idea.
You're being cross-examined by a British kid.
Like, I have no idea. Your brother didn't
so
really...
So perhaps you killed him, Georgie?
Did you?
No, we didn't kill anybody. He was a character on the show.
I was absolutely raptured by the British Open, Georgie.
Were you?
Tell me how Tom Watson from over here in the colonies was almost able to win our most prestigious tourney.
Well, it was really unusual for a 59-year-old to play like that.
I want to learn golf, Georgie!
Well, I was trying to tell you.
Teach me about the mid-mashies and niblets.
No one calls them that anymore. Let's call them irons.
Will you please adopt me, Georgie?
Oh, yeah, he is an orphan, you know.
I would only feel safe with you and your lovely family, although you're the prime suspect in the gruesome death of my beloved oversized brother.
Look, no one's dead, okay?
Please, Georgie, allow me to reside in your seaside manor.
George.
I don't live seaside.
Invite him.
I have a manor.
Invite him to stay just for like
a week. Georgie.
No, he's annoying. No.
He's nicer than Nigel, isn't he?
Not really.
Sport!
No, he's not. He's the exact same.
Why did Tony Romo leave the attractive lass Jessica Simpson?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I'm thinking she's too high maintenance.
Why would he leave such voluminous buttermilk holders?
George, answer.
I don't know what happened in the relationship.
I know you'll agree with me, Georgie, that her wide hips bespeak of the fact that she can easily pass children from her dilated birth canal.
That may be true.
Why would Tony leave such a promisingly fertile female?
I don't know.
Why did you take a knife to my brother's turkey gobbler throat, Georgie?
George, now that's a flat-out accusation.
You lost your temper that night, didn't you, Georgie?
No.
You just couldn't stand to have the little bugger around, couldn't you, Georgie?
Well, that's true.
So you took matters into your own hands and you strangled him until his lifeless body fell into your well, Georgie.
Is that what happened?
No.
And only then did you experience sexual release.
What?
Oh, my God.
What the heck?
Please let me live with you, Georgie.
No.
George, just say yes.
Leave.
I'm so cold and alone at the Dunham and Miller House.
He's chilling.
Oh, this is why your brother was voted off. Stuff like that.
They feed me gravel.
Gravel?
And coyote vomit. Please, Georgie.
First, we need to straighten that out.
Let me stay with you, Georgie.
No.
I'll be back, Georgie.
I don't know about that.
I know where you live, and I'll travel on the belly of a bobcat to get to you.
Oliver, you can live with me. I don't know why you don't acknowledge me.
Shut up, effeminate one! I want to stay with the oversized and lovable Georgie and snuggle in your bosom every night.
This is an unacceptable end around to get this voice back on the air, and I'm not going to.
What are you talking about,
Georgie? I'll be back to learn more sport and investigate the death of my dear brother.
Oh.